are the care compass, pointing hearts back home, turning quiet lonely rooms into places they belong. To the elderly, the wise, you give your steady light, careful care, caring compassion in the soft hours of the night.
Hi, this is Nicole Brandon with the Care Compass, the Aging Parents Survival Guide. I'm so excited to be with you. I'm thrilled to be doing this show and to be able to help you, to guide you, to be a Northern Star, to be a compass in working with your aging parents and navigating your way through today, tomorrow, and future days to come. I created this show because I have two parents and they both received a diagnosis on the very same week. My dad with cancer and my mom with progressive stage Alzheimer's. And so today, what I really wanted to do is we have a really exciting journey ahead because I have so many experts. I have experts that could circle the world that can come and talk to you on every aspect of going through this journey from your parents aging, whether that is, you know, dealing with whatever their ailments or their diseases, whether that's health care, whether that's home care, whether that's hospice or medicine or insurance or Medicare and transportation and equipment and questions and emotions and then not remembering and what they do remember and their fears and your fears and everything. I mean, we will leave no stone unturned. And if you have a question, we will answer it. I guarantee you, I promise you with every breath of my body that we will answer your question and help guide you. I'm here to stand by you, to hold your hand, to take a step forward, to move towards love. And so I'm thrilled to be able to share because I did not have that luxury. I had nobody to talk to, and I would just talk in my head and sleepless nights. And I didn't know that it was possible to cry as hard as I cried. I think at one point I cried just like 6 hours straight, just like heaving sobs. And then you find your way and you meet some remarkable people. And I have been lucky that people have stepped up and experts have stepped up. And I now have a complete roadmap to be able to help you navigate whatever journey you are on. Whatever that looks like, I can promise you I can help you get to the other side and help you move forward. But today I wanted to talk about what it was like learning and hearing the diagnosis, because I think that that's a part that we often miss when we talk about our journeys. We talk about Medicare, we talk about home health or hospice or services, and we talk about exercise programs and vitamins and nutritions and health, and everything is important. Every aspect is important. But you're important too. You're important. I didn't know that when I was going through it, but I know it now. And for any child to get a diagnosis of a parent's illness is shattering. It's a punch that you feel you can never get up from. And I know when I was a kid, they used to have those things that Weebles, they would wobble and you don't fall down. They're little. I did not feel that way. I felt like I was knocked out. And in like those prize fights, when you see stars and there's somebody counting 1, 2, 3, and you can't possibly get up. To be told that someone you love, anyone that you love, whether that is your mom, your dad, you know, relatives, brothers, sisters, even our pets, when something we cherish, something we hold dear, something we love with all our might is hurt or is in pain, the natural instinct is to protect and to heal and to help. And when it's happening to those that are the ones that are normally the ones that are protecting you and helping you, it's challenging because I know in my own scenario, both my parents were scared. Sorry. And I had never seen fear in my father before. I had never seen him cry before. And for my mom, she was losing the grasp in being able to help him the way that she always had as his wife, and being by his side and being in those doctor's appointments and hearing all that information and knowing what's going on. And with Alzheimer's, it she just kept saying, "I'm his wife and I need to be there and I'm his wife." And all she knew is she just wanted to be by his side. The what you do with that information, the how you handle the news when you were trying not to be scared because you don't want them to see your fear, you don't want to make matters worse, you want to find the best resources right away, you're not doing enough. There is a pushback because they still want to be independent. They still want to do things on their own. They don't need your help, or they're hiding information from you that would be very helpful for you to know, for you to help them. The where do you go and what do you do with your feelings, with your pain, with your fear, with your questions? And I can tell you that's one of the reasons that I created the show. Call us. Call us. And it's okay to be scared and call us. And it's okay to not know and call us. It's okay to ask, you know, who do I help or where do I go or what do I say or, you know, what are the responsibilities or how much can I share or. We are here to support you because there are those with the answers, and you are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. I think that was the hardest part for me is that I felt so very alone. And my dad's original diagnosis was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, is what was the original diagnosis. And I had a friend of mine say, "Hey, you know, this person, her name is Kendra, and Kendra will be on the show, but you know, Kendra went through this." And also somebody else said, "Hey, you know, Jack, he went through that too." And here were two people I knew, two people I loved, two people I respected, two people that were my friends that I did not know had gone through this because they held it so tightly. And when I reached out for help, they both said, "Hey, let me talk to your dad and let me talk to you. And this is what you want to do." And Kendra gave me such incredible advice on nutrition and practices and ways to really help my dad get through this and ways to help me get through this. And Jack was amazing because Jack would tell me that during chemotherapy that he would put on headphones and that he would listen to stand-up comedians or comedy shows and that he just kept laughing and he kept his vibration up and that people were amazed how well he did by laughing and by having that humor. And right away I went and got headphones and I got comedy tapes from my dad and my dad listened to them and it made a world of difference. And sometimes you don't even know when somebody is going through something, that something so simple like the headphones and the comedy tapes can make a difference, or that eating a certain food is going to ease the pain or make a difference, or that would help you in the process and the resources. And as my mom was sitting by my dad's side for, hours and hours and hours and hours on end in chemotherapy, what do I do with her, and how do I keep her busy, and how do I explain what's happening to her? And so that is just the beginning of the journey. You get a diagnosis, and where do you go from there? And then the practice, the finding the doctors and what life is going to look like. And then every aspect. I mean, in the past 4 years, I've moved my parents into assisted living. We were in rehab facilities with my mom, several rehab facilities. We have done home health, we have done hospice, we have done so much. And physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, pool therapy. And the journey each day is different. And the why and how you ask for things and what your rights are that you don't know. I called 14 times, 14 times to get a speech therapist to work with my mom. And finally, I said the right thing to get the speech therapist. And so I will teach you what to say if you need to have somebody come in and they are not responding in a way that you need them to respond. And the speech therapist came to see my mom, and my mom had a feeding tube. She wasn't eating for several years. And I knew that she could relearn to eat if I had a speech therapist. And finally, the speech therapist came in, taught her to eat. Feeding tube was removed, but I knew that she was capable of doing that. And how to, if you know that your parents are able to do something and they are being stopped for some reason, or they're not being given the resources, or you're getting some crazy answer about an insurance company, or this isn't covered, there are ways to get everything covered. There are ways to get all of the resources that you need for wellness and health, and to get them to the other side. And for those parents that are leaving and choosing to leave, there are ways to navigate that journey as well. And so I just want to share with you that my heart is open, that I am open. And if you have already gotten a diagnosis, or you are already stepping into a path where all of a sudden one of your parents has Alzheimer's, or they're not remembering something, or all of a sudden people are having creaky bones, or they're saying their back hurts, or their feet hurt, or they're not remembering things the way they're supposed to remember things, or you see that maybe they've fallen, or maybe they're not doing things. I know for me, I had two major indicators in my life, and of course, it's going to be different for every single person. But my dad always gave me Valentine cards on Valentine's. And the 1 year that he didn't get a Valentine for me, I was crushed. And I realized that it was never going to be the same again. That, he said, when he realized it was Valentine's, he said, "Oh, I hope you know that I love you and you're my girl," whatever it was that he said. But he always made such a production of picking out the right cards for me on Valentine's, the right daughter cards. So that was a huge indicator things were changed. For my mom, she was a hostess with the mostest. People would come over and it didn't matter. Somebody could stop by on a dime, and she had food like 40 people were going to stop by any day. And she'd pull out, all these charcuterie plates and whatever. And she just went to town. Like, you couldn't believe she was like this amazing elf in the kitchen, and somebody can just stop by, and I could bring a friend over at any time. And my mom would say, "Sit down, are you hungry?" And she would have a smorgasbord. And I had a friend that was coming to check to see how my dad was doing. And we were on the way to the house, and he said, "Gosh, I'm hungry. Do you mind if we stop on the way?" And I said, "Oh, no need to stop, because as soon as we get to the house, my mom's gonna feed you as if an army showed up. You don't know, as soon as you walk through the door, my mom sees someone, there is immediate food on the table, and she goes to town." And he came over, and my mom sat on the couch in the living room, and she never got up, and she never offered him anything. And I knew things had changed. I knew things had changed. So, what are your indicators? Did something happen that all of a sudden your parents aren't doing what they normally would do? Something that you've known your whole life, or not want to go to the theater or a show or a Little League game, or whatever that is for you to go shopping with you. I would take my mom shopping, and she couldn't be in a public bathroom because there were too many doors. She didn't know how to get out. And so now, in a public place, I would have to go with her to the restroom. And I mean, just small things that you don't think about that change your life, that move you, that touch you, that let you know things are different, and then you recalibrate. But it's the how you recalibrate, and what are those resources, and what do you say, and how do you prepare, and how do you create a container for that? And that container and space is always filled with love, and filled with joy, and filled with compassion, and filled with heart. And how do you take care of you so you can take care of them? And how do you navigate without doing what I did, which was just to talk inside my head? And I always wish that I had a compass and a guide or someone that I could talk to. And so I've created this for you. I might not have had it, but you absolutely have it. You have the ability and the welcome. And I invite you, you have the invitation to call me and to reach out. And we will go through your journey together. And you will be on the other side, and it's okay. And the love and the lessons and the care and the journey, there is magic in it. And you might not see it yet, but it's so special. It's so incredible. So I look forward to sharing with you. I thank you for being with us. Join us for all of our episodes and all of our experts and all of our guests, because they all have the most incredible information for you. I'm so thrilled to be sharing with you these remarkable people. And if you do have a question, if you do have a special thing that you want us to talk about, just reach out. Just let me know. We will make that happen just for you. So we will see you soon on the Care Compass, the Aging Parents Survival Guide.
You are the care compass, pointing hearts back home, turning quiet lonely rooms into places they belong. To the elderly, the wise, you give.